From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Dominica, the election to fill the seat vacated by Dame Eugenia Charles has been declared null and void. American Airlines appears set to stand by its decision to scrap weekend flights to St. Lucia. And as British schoolchildren succumb to the drug culture, we look at what's happening with their Caribbean counterparts. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The future of the parliamentary seat belonging to Dominica's Prime Minister, Dame Eugenia Charles, remains the subject of a court challenge. Voters in the capital city, Roseau, may have to go back to the polls following a High Court decision today. Mikey Bruni says elections for the Roseau central seat, won by former Ambassador Charles Savarin, has been declared null and void by Justice Odell Adams. Mr. Savarin has already announced his intention to appeal.
An election petition brought by an ordinary voter in the Roseau constituency successfully challenged Mr. Savarin's qualification to be elected to the House of Assembly while holding the position of General Manager of the National Development Corporation of Dominica. The court found that the NDC, a legal entity established by an Act of Parliament to administer industrial development and tourism, was largely under the control of ministers of government. Mr. Savarin contested the general election while heading that organization, having been appointed to his post by the corporation, subject to the minister's approval. He was declared by Justice Odell Adams to be holding an appointment in the public service of the government of Dominica and was therefore disqualified from being elected under the Dominica Constitution. Mr. Savarin, who once served as Dominica's ambassador to Brussels, replaced former Prime Minister Dame Eugenia Charles in the Roseau Central constituency in last month's elections.